2 Timothy 1:7 says, God hath not given us the spirit of fear. So where does the spirit of fear come from? It comes from another source. It comes from the devil. Amen. So perfect love for God, that's obedience, pleasing God, will cast out fear of man or any other irrational fear. And I tell you, God don't want us to be afraid of death. In Hebrews 2:14, he says that the Lord delivered us from the fear of death. Praise God for that. And he delivered us from the fear of hell. When you get saved, he takes that out. Romans 5:1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And we don't have the fear of hell. Jesus said in John 14:27, my peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Praise God. And I'll tell you, when Jesus comes into our hearts and we begin to obey him, when we listen to his voice, he'll always lead us in a path of peace. Because peace is the greatest attribute of Jesus Christ there is. That is the first fruits of a repented life, is peace. Praise God. Lord, have mercy. That's what makes you come to the Lord to start with, because you want some peace. You can't sleep. You can't hardly eat. When you get under conviction, you're miserable. And what you want more than anything else, you're not looking for love. You're not looking for any all them faith and all that other stuff. You're looking for peace. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Somebody's about to go crazy. That's the thing. What do they give you a tranquilizer for when you're all nervously wrought up, or you're about to have a nervous collapse or something? Why, they give you a tranquilizer to give you peace. Lord, helps you to at least settle down and forget all your aches and pains and all your troubles, marital and economic and everything else. Why do you think people heads to the beer joint at night or even in the day? The Bible said, woe unto them that rise up early in the morning and drink until wine inflame them. Some people start drinking early in the morning. Why? Because at night is not enough to have peace. They've got to stay under the influence of alcohol all the time to have any semblance of peace. And it always leads to further misery. But the devil don't tell them that until he gets them in bondage. And then they're totally given to that old demon called delirium tremens. And that is a total loss of any semblance of peace. And I'll tell you, we can overcome fear through obedience to Jesus Christ. In Matthew 28:19-20, the Bible gives a great commission here of Jesus Christ. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Praise God, what a wonderful promise to give us peace, that Jesus would go with us all the way. But because that his presence is a matter of obedience, a matter of faith, a matter of trust, then many people, somehow they get off of that straight and narrow way. And when you get off of the straight and narrow way, then you don't have Jesus as your companion anymore. Some people says, he won't ever leave me. He may not, but I'll tell you one thing. If you don't obey him, you'll leave him. When you turn off on that path and get out of that straight and narrow path where there's just room for you and Jesus, then you're gonna turn off away from him, and you're going to lose that peace, and you're going to become troubled. And the Bible tells us here that he's promised to go with us all the way, but he still promised to go with those that would obey him. Praise God, and we must have that terrible. I say terrible, that's what church people thinks it is. We must have that terrible capacity to fear God. Praise the Lord. For the Bible said, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Praise God. People make it sound like it's terrible to fear God. Well, I think it's wonderful. Amen. Lord, have mercy. When you get the fear of God, your peace just, it's better than double nutty peanut butter. Praise God, it just comes in ooshes and gushes. Praise God, you just get more than double and triple and quadruple. When you begin to fear God, your peace increases immeasurably. Praise the Lord. You get that peace of God that more than compensates for all of that old, what people says, that old terrible fear of God that comes on you. I tell you, that fear of God's not what's terrible. It's that old natural fear, that old spirit of fear, those old irrational fears that drive you to drink, as they say, or drive you to tranquilizers, or drive you to any disobedience to God. Many people turn to immorality to try to find peace, and they get a double dose of fear comes on them. My Lord, as the Bible tells us in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, how it says here that if we sin willfully, beginning in verse 26, after we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. But what comes on us when we disobey God? But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Let me tell you, when you disobey God and you don't fear the Lord, then you're going to get a triple dose of fear. And you're going to be afraid that God's judgment is going to overtake you at any moment. And you live in that old terrible state of fear that immobilizes all of your efforts to be a profitable servant to your employer or be a good wife or husband. And you sure can't serve God when you've got an old spirit of fear upon you. Well, Jesus characterized the loss that's going to become a Christian's plight because of fear. That is, when we're not obeying God fully, when we're not trusting God fully, when we're not completely our faith like Abraham's, that we don't stagger at the promise of God through unbelief. We're not afraid to obey God and take God at His word. You know, the most reason Christians will not take God at His word is because there is a condition that goes with it, and they don't want to meet the condition. God says, you obey me and I'll do this for you. They said, uh-oh, I can't do that. I've had many a Christian look at me when I tell them that their deliverance depended upon their obedience. And like the rich young ruler, they walked away sorrowful. But in Matthew 25, when Jesus talked about his judgment seat, they brought one of the servants of his up there that had buried his talent. And he said, you slothful and wicked servant, why did you do this? He said, I was afraid. I was afraid and I buried my talent, and here it is, what's left of it. Let me tell you something. He said, you take that slothful and wicked servant and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want him around me. You know, that's a strange thing. All these people claiming they're hanging around Jesus. And they hung up on fears. Well, what creates those fears? Guilt creates fear. Guilt. My Lord, when you're guilty, when you know you're not obeying God, you can't help them having fear to come on you. You'll fear something bad is going to happen to you all the time. Oh, they've old big mouths are flapping, something good's going to happen to you, but really, that's not what they're expecting. They're expecting something fearful. Like the book of Hebrews here in chapter 10, verse 27 declares that there can't be anything whenever we go and sin willfully. When we know what to do good and do it not, it's sin. James 4:17. Now it says, if you sin willfully, after you've received the knowledge, you've got the light on the truth, and you know that's God's condition for getting that promise, to having that peace with God, to having that benefit of Calvary supplied to you and your family, and then you willfully reject it. The Bible said there can't nothing happen to you except a fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation. I'd hate to go around living just thinking something's creeping up on me that's going to destroy me and my family. Lord, have mercy sakes. Also in Hebrews 13, verses 5 and 6 said, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Amen. Amen. Oh, I tell you, I went for 2 weeks here the other day, this very month, or the last part of April and the first part of May, and I couldn't even think of one of them scriptures to give me that peace and deliverance from that old fear that was just feeding on the energy of my mind that I need for other purposes. And I'm going to get to that about Christians say you can't, fear can't invade you. Oh, yes, it can. If it can't invade you, why does perfect love cast out fear? If you can cast it out. Why did Jesus always say, "Why are you fearful? Why is it that you're afraid?"